Hi, this is Marcus Bonfanti here. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, and Kansas City Online Radio.
Woman, but oh, I got a feeling it's gonna be time after a while.
Thank you. so glad that his music is growing on. I'm so glad that his music is going on. But I'm so sad, it's so sad, the greatest one has gone.
Well, what a way to start, eh? If music that good, you don't need to speak very much, do you?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jack
Bruce.
Yes. The news broke last Sunday that Jack Bruce had died. Jack, generally accepted by almost everybody, I guess, as one of the greatest rock and blues bass players in the world. Studied at the Royal Scottish Academy on cello. And the tracks, there were so many things I could choose from, obviously, for opening up The Raven and the Blues. And it wasn't going to be one or two, but in the end, as you can hear, it became three. And the tracks I chose were Crossroads from the Winterland Ballroom, because, well, you just kind of have to in a way. Then the second one, an unusual one, Buddy Guy on guitar and vocals, Jack Bruce on bass, Buddy Miles on drums, from an album called A Man and the Blues and My Time After a While, but again showing and showcasing Jack's great bass playing. And then the third one came in from a friend, Peter Elliott. Thank you, Peter, who reminded me of this. I've got it lying, lurking somewhere, but he reminded me of it, and it's just so good. It's the Lexus Corner Memorial Concert, and just literally two people there, Paul Jones and Jack Bruce, with a track called He's Gone, a tribute to Sonny Boy Williamson. But as Peter said, so aptly and so correctly, the words could have been equally as good for Jack Bruce. Welcome to the programme. My name is Dave Raven. Let's stay with the Jack Bruce things, because Eric Clapton, of course, closely allied with Jack right through the Cream days and everything else. And Eric Clapton this week wrote something just for Jack, and it's called For Jack. Here it is. Station to get to play it, a track written, I say track, something written Sunday or Monday of this week, Eric Clapton paying tribute to his old friend Jack Bruce, who died last weekend. Lovely stuff. And that's a track which is called For Jack. Okay, it's been a week at the Albert Hall, and one a week. We'll talk about that in a minute. But somebody we featured last week with his album, which came out quite recently, called Live at the Royal Albert Hall, is also somebody who's got a new album coming out very soon called The Picnic Sessions. His name is Ian Siegel, and the advanced track I've heard from The Picnic Sessions is just so wonderful. Listen to this.
Charlie got the problem in hand. Must be a better way of beating a man. Between the wrecking and the ruin, and always something brewing. He says it's all just part of the plan. He's always getting caught in the act. Read the line between the natural fact. Between the muscle and the gristle, there's the hustle and the whistle. Concentrate on dodging the tracks. He said that every dog has a stick. Every day's a bitch. Trying to survive. Well, Gina sees his carrying on. She'll love you, then she'll leave you alone. Born with a silver ladle, said she jump out of the cradle. Couldn't make the scene on her own. She the queen of every Saturday night. Never even put up a fight. She's a permatan princess, still down and on the success of never getting anything right. She said every dog has his bitch. Spitting and scratching your own itch now. Only trying to survive. Only trying to survive. Well, now you're never gonna take me alive. Trying to survive.
Trying to survive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That hit some good shit, didn't it?
The skin I'm in, it won't tell no tale of each scar and every lie. An honest truth and a crying shame. I know we all do bad sometimes.
Yeah, we all do bad sometimes. Whisper to me that it'll be okay, but I'm too young to die. Forgive me if I don't believe a word you say when you look me in the eye. Tell me these secrets that you wanna stay kept, 'cause your mind has no lock and key. It's been 3 days since I last slept. Oh, look what you do to me. All I wanted was to keep you safe from the things out to do you harm. It's so hard to do in this goddamn place, getting by on just your charm. But in my mind, I'm the fighting kind, but I know that just ain't me. 'Cause I've run from fear too many times. It's what you do to me. The skin I'm in, it won't tell no tale of each scar and every lie. Truth and a crying shame. I know we all do bad sometimes. Yeah, we all do bad sometimes. Now I'm on my knees and now I'm begging, please, could someone lend a hand? Share this load or carry the weight. It's more than I could ever stand. Nobody came, no, nobody cared. Not one of you heard my plea. 'Cause I know we all do bad sometimes. It's what happened to me. Skin I'm in, it won't tell no tale. Every scar and every lie. Not as truth that a crying shame. I know we all do bad sometimes. Skin I'm in, it won't tell no.
So on Tuesday, he was coming downstairs, I was going up. Hi Marcus, hi Dave, catch you later. And never did. He was there Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Marcus Bonfanti. That's taken off the album Shake the Walls, which came out last year, and we all do bad sometimes. He didn't do bad at all. His set was absolutely staggering. Okay, the Blues Fest started at the Albert Hall last year. Now, the Albert Hall, you may be familiar with. It's a fabulous building in London, in Knightsbridge. And it is the main hall, the one you see at the last night of the proms, a big circular room, and that is where the main events are held. But in fact, there are, there's far more to the Albert Hall than that. There are dozens of little rooms, foyers, and you can actually have lots and lots of different events. And that's what they did last year. And they had lots of blues bands playing in the afternoon all around the hall, while in the main room, they set up for the evening. And the main room tickets are unbelievably expensive. And last year were kind of bluesy, but not terribly so. This year, they're even less bluesy. Bands like Level 42. Now, they're not blues, but still expensive, unbelievably expensive. But they do all that in the afternoon, in sound check in the afternoon, whereas around the hall, in various other rooms, lots of bands are playing. It's called the Stroller Blues Fest, and it takes place every afternoon, between 1 o'clock and five in the afternoon. And it's really good. It did cause some discussion this week. So many people were involved. It was almost a mass debate about whether if you make an album, as Ian Siegel has done, live at the Royal Albert Hall, because he wasn't in the main room, is it legitimate? And I think it still is, but nevertheless. And this week I saw on Tuesday afternoon, Joe Harmon, Marcus Bonfanti, Big Boy Bloater. I was going to say Blues Boy Jack Owen, but in fact he's not Blues Boy anymore. He's just Dan Owen. And it was a great, great afternoon. Some people were there all through the course of the week. I missed Baba Jack. Let's bring them in now, shall we? A track from their album from this year, Running Man, and Every Day the Same.
Oh, as I lay my body down, I step into my dream, find my way back home, and I can't wait. There's nothing I want more to see you by my side, to see you by my side. I lay my body down.
Tate, Trevor Steger, the album Running Man and Baba Jack and Every Day the Same. So you would imagine, therefore, 4 or 5 days of non-stop blues, loads and loads of bands, 20 quid a day is not a bad thing. Well, it is a bad thing. I didn't get there every day. Some people did. But the downside of it is twofold. First of all, the drinks in the Albert Hall, more than £5 a pint. So therefore, that's what, $9, $9 for a pint of beer. And the other problem, though, is that there are so many people there that you know. And I get so annoyed normally in when I'm at gigs and people are talking in the background and you go, shut up, we're here for the band. So the one thing you don't want to do is actually talk while the bands are on stage. But I'm so you spend most of the time going, hi, Steve, catch you later. Hi, Roger, talk to you later. And you never do. And in fact, somebody, Mike Rivers, had a great idea, which I think he's going to put to fruition and see if we can do it. Find a venue somewhere in London and just have an event. event, not music playing, or if it is, it's going to be just records playing, perhaps, but all the blues people can get together, the journalists, the photographers, the bands, and just have a proper chat. It'll be great stuff. One person I did have a long, long chat to, which was good to speak to, Jack Hutchinson, and we were talking about, well, everything, really, and it was great to have a chat with him. Here he is from the album, or the EP, which came out in the spring of this year, Get It Back. Here he is with Wake Up. The album which came out, the EP which came out in about April or May of this year, called Get It Back, the Jack J. Hutchinson Band, and great to talk to him for some length of time. And there you heard Wake Up. Also with him, I didn't get much of a chance to have a chat to him or his lovely partner, is Big Boy Bloater. Here he is with a track called Only Fools Know Everything.
Crap I ain't never seen, but it seems you know it all. you're shouting. You claim you climb the hook down range. That I'm kinda doubting. There's a lot of stuff I just don't know. And a thousand players still yet to go. But it seems you've done it all and lots more. Yeah, you gotta be some kind of stupid if you think you know it all. You gotta be some kind of stupid if you think you know it all. Only fools know everything. Only fools know everything. Only fools know everything. Don't be a fool no more. Don't be a fool.
A guy that did a great set on Tuesday afternoon in the West Arena foyer. Big Boy Bloater with a track called Only Fools Know Everything. Had a small chat with him afterwards and didn't actually say hello to Lady Lisa, who was there with him and should have done. It was quite rude of me in a way. Sorry, Lady Lisa. I just didn't say hello. My name is Steve Raven. But it was kind of, it was one of those things. I think if we do get a chance to have a sort of an afternoon somewhere, if we can find a venue, it should be huge fun. Here's an album which is so new, it's still warm to the touch. One of my favourite bands who've been quiet for quite some time. That's all about a change. 24 Pesos are back. With their album is called Do the Right Thing. Here is the title track.
The times I try my best, precautions and preventions, still ended up a mess, but I've tried. Woo! To do the right thing, yeah. A day I'm gonna get it right, if I ever see the light, then I'm gonna try. I hear a voice inside my mind say, go wreck your health. Really hate convention. Times I try to change. The remedy that I can see gonna save me from my ways. But I try. Got to do the tide. I just can't sleep at night, but I try to do the right thing, yeah. Now I'm gonna get it right if I ever see the light. Now I'm gonna get it right if I ever see the light. Now I'm gonna get it right if I ever see the light. And I'm gonna try do the right thing, yeah. Gotta do the right thing.
It's so good to have them back. I saw Julian Burdock, lead singer and guitarist, at Hebden Bridge on his own, and I didn't dare say. 24 Pace are still working, by the way, because I'd seen Silas Maitland, the bass player, with other bands too, and it's so good to have them back. The album Do the Right Thing just about to be released, and now you heard the title track. Where to now? Do I go to Matt Woolsey or Robert Cray? Robert Cray was also at the Royal Albert Hall with Beth Hart. And Robert, I mean, isn't the blues... He's more of a soul man now than a blues man, but still he makes some fine music. Let's go to his album, which came out end of last year, called In My Soul. Here's a track called I Guess I'll Never Know.
From across the room, must have been a full moon. She was so fine, felt like an electric shock, something that I couldn't stop. My heart went blind. How could you leave me? Where did you go? One thing's clear. You don't love me no more. Packed up your secrets and you walked out the door. Left me wondering, but I guess I'll never know. Mother's suspicion is the right intuition. That's what they say. Mama tried to save me, tried to make me see the truth, but I pushed her away. Yes, I did. How could you leave me? Where did you go? One thing's sure, you don't love me no more. You packed up your secrets and walked out the door and left me wondering, but I guess I'll never know. I'll never know if you really love me. I wanna know if someone take my place. What don't kill me would surely make me stronger. But you broke my heart, took my pride, and now you want some space. No.
reviews I read about Robert Cray at the Albert Hall on Thursday was that what a great sort of smooth soul he said it was, and why would you play 10 notes when one note would do? That kind of sums it up there, doesn't it, really? In My Soul, the album, and I guess I'll never know. Here's a brand new album, just been released and arrived about 10 days ago, I guess it would be, and it should have been on last week, but it kind of dropped off the edge of the pile. It's the Matt Moosey Band. Their new album is called Wildest Dreams, and here they are with Same Old Blues. Beautiful. Cross-referencing Seasick Steve. Amazingly. That's Matt Woozy. I'm not quite sure whether there's a Matt Woozy band anymore. It just has Matt Woozy on the album cover. It's the new album Wildest Dreams and Same Old Blues. What wonderful stuff. Here's J.W. Jones. His album's been doing awfully well for him too. Belmont Boulevard, it's called. Just been released about a month or so ago. What Would Jimmy Do?
Guitar strapped across my back, live at the Regal spinning on the track. The king of cool taught me where it's at, and so I asked myself, what would Jimmy do? What would Jimmy do?
Belmont Boulevard, the album, J.W. Jones, the artist, and What Would Jimmy Do? And that's almost it for The Raven and The Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. Let's close with Katie Bradley and Dudley Ross. They were supposed to be coming to the boat this week. It had to be rescheduled for next week, but hopefully, therefore, next week on the show will be the live session with Kirk Fletcher, Dudley Ross, and Katie Bradley, and Roger Innes, the whole band together. That's looking forward to that. Let's close with this one, though, and it's the old favourite. I Got My Mojo Working off the album, The Anchor Baby Sessions. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven. If you have been, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Get me a mojo hand. Oh, yes, I'm going down to Louisiana. Gonna get me a mojo hand. Oh, baby. I'm gonna have all those chicks fish under my command. I got a gypsy woman. She's giving me her back. Got a gypsy woman, she's giving me her vibe. I got a whole lot of chicks, y'all, lined up here all night. All right. fresh under my command.